Welcome back for another deep dive with us. Today, we're tuning in to the world of radios. And our signal booster for this journey is a website called RigPix. Think of it as a massive online museum. But instead of dusty old relics,
you get over 7,235 different radios.
Wow.
And a whole lot of accessories.
That's a lot of radios.
It is quite a collection.
So before we get too far,
yeah,
can you give us the rundown? What exactly is this RigPix all about?
Well, RigPix is this incredible database online since 2000. It's filled with information on radio equipment, accessories, you know, all things radio, really.
Kind of like a one-stop shop for radio enthusiasts.
Exactly. And the really fascinating thing is it's not just some corporate project. It's actually the work of one dedicated individual, SM0OFV, or Jane as they're also known. They've been building and curating this database for years.
It's amazing how one person's passion can create something so huge, especially when you consider the sheer number of brands listed. I mean, you have the usual suspects like ICOM, Kenwood, Yasu, but then there are 238 entries just for other ham radio brands.
It's mind-boggling, isn't it? And that speaks to the incredible diversity of the ham radio world. You've got these big companies innovating, but also all these smaller niche brands catering to specific needs.
It's like a whole ecosystem of innovation, and that's not even counting the accessories.
Right.
Over 2,292 entries for things like power amplifiers and antennas. It really gives you a sense of the depth of this hobby.
It goes way beyond just having a radio.
Absolutely.
It makes you think about where our listener fits into all this. Are you already a ham radio enthusiast? Or maybe you're more interested in the history of technology.
Well, I have to admit, I was surprised to find that RigPix isn't just limited to ham radio. They've got CB radios, marine transceivers, even vintage computers and early TV sets.
Oh yeah, it's a treasure trove of tech history.
So much to explore.
You could spend hours just browsing through the different entries. For example, imagine tracing the evolution of CB radios. From the early models to what was popular in the 70s and 80s.
Or comparing the designs of those old boxy computers.
Exactly. RigPix gives you that opportunity.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of exploring, I noticed sections on propagation and solar activity. How do those relate to radios?
That's where things get really interesting. Propagation, in simple terms, is how radio waves travel through the atmosphere.
Okay.
And believe it or not, things like solar flares can actually disrupt those waves.
Wait, so something happening millions of miles away on the sun can affect whether or not I can get a clear signal here on Earth?
It can. It's a powerful reminder that even with technology, we're still at the mercy of nature.
That's wild.
It is, and it shows how interconnected our world truly is. Something happening in one place can ripple across the globe.
And for ham radio operators, understanding these dynamics is crucial for long-distance communication.
Absolutely. It's like they're part of this global network united by their passion for radio.
It seems like we've only just scratched the surface of what makes RigPix so fascinating. I'm ready to dive even deeper.
Me too. Let's explore some of the specific entries that make this database such a rabbit hole. So we've talked about the size of RigPix, but now let's zoom in on some of the details. Remember those other categories with all those brands? That's where things get really interesting.
Oh, yeah, those hidden gems. What kind of treasures are we talking about?
Well, for instance, there's a brand called Sommerkamp, a German company. They made these beautiful shortwave radios back in the mid-20th century, known for their craftsmanship and sound quality.
Sommerkamp? I'm not familiar with them.
It might not be a household name today, but for vintage tech enthusiasts, they're a real find.
I can see how RigPix gives these lesser-known brands a platform. It's a reminder that technology is more than just the latest gadgets. It's about the history and the stories behind these objects.
Exactly. Each entry in RigPix is like a little window into the past.
So cool. Now, besides brands, what about specific types of radios? Anything particularly unique?
Well, if you're into space exploration, there's a whole section on radios used aboard the International Space Station.
Yeah.
Imagine that. The equipment used to communicate from orbit.
That's amazing. It really expands your perspective on what radio technology can do.
And speaking of pushing boundaries, there's also a section on amateur television and DXTV.
DXTV.
Yeah, it's where things get really interesting. We're not just talking about sending voices. We're talking about transmitting actual video signals using radio.
Hold on. You mean people can send TV shows using radios?
They can. It shows the incredible skill of these amateur radio operators. They're not just listening. They're actively creating and sharing their own content.
That's really impressive. Now, earlier you mentioned a section on hoax, fake, and counterfeit radios. What kind of trickery are we talking about?
Well, the database doesn't go into specific examples.
Yeah.
But you can imagine things like falsely branded radios or devices that don't work as advertised.
So even in the world of ham radio, there's a potential for scams.
It seems so.
It's a good reminder to be cautious.
Always do your research.
Especially when dealing with technology. Speaking of caution, let's move on to something a little more lighthearted. The movies and TV series section.
Ah, yes.
I bet this one brings back memories for our listeners.
There are over 58 entries for films and TV series that feature radios. Maybe you'll find a favorite show listed there.
Oh, I can already picture those scenes. Spies huddled around clandestine transmitters, crackling messages with the fate of nations hanging in the balance.
It's amazing how radio has played such a big part in storytelling.
It really is. And it's not just about those grand narratives. Radio has also been a part of everyday life.
Right, like those CB radio crazes. People connecting with strangers on the highway.
Building communities through the airwaves.
Exactly. The database has a whole section on CB free band export radios, with over 1,736 entries.
It shows that radio isn't just a hobby. It's a way for people to connect and share information.
It's about breaking down barriers, whether they're geographical or social.
That's a great point, and it's something to keep in mind when exploring rig picks.
It's not just about technical specs or historical facts. It's about understanding this human desire to connect.
You've hit the nail on the head. That's what makes this deep dive so interesting. It's about the people and the stories.
Absolutely. And for you, the listener, this is just the beginning. Rig Picks is an invitation to explore the world of radio further.
So we've journeyed through this vast database, from unique brands to fascinating types of radios. We even touched on the darker side of technology.
We've seen how radio connects us across continents and even beyond our planet.
And through it all, we've gained a deeper appreciation for the power of communication.
The human need to connect and the ways in which radio has shaped our stories.
Now, before we wrap up this deep dive, let's take a moment to gather our thoughts. When we come back, we'll leave you with some final insights and a challenge to continue your own exploration.
And we're back. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed. In a good way, of course. There's just so much to Rig Picks.
It's true. We've barely scratched the surface. And that's why we have a challenge for our listeners. Don't let this be the end of your radio adventure.
If something piqued your interest, go deeper. Maybe it was that summer camp brand, or the idea of sending TV signals with radio waves. Head back to Rig Picks and see what else you can find.
Maybe even dust off that old radio in the attic. Or explore the world of ham radio yourself.
There are clubs and online communities full of passionate people ready to welcome newcomers.
Now, before we sign off, let's revisit those six principles of the Amateur's Code.
Ah, yes. Consideration, loyalty, progressive spirit, friendliness, balance, and patriotism.
They might be from 1928, but they're still relevant today.
Especially in our digital world.
It's a good reminder that no matter how much technology changes, good communication never goes out of style.
Right. Connecting with others respectfully and responsibly.
So as you explore the online world, think about how you can embody those principles.
How can you use your voice to foster understanding and connection?
Those are some great questions to ponder. And ultimately, that's what this deep dive into Rig Picks has been all about. It's a reminder that even in our hyper-connected world, communication and connection hold immense power.
So go out there, explore, connect, and keep the spirit of the Amateur's Code alive.
Who knows? Maybe one day your own radio adventures will be documented in Rig Picks.
What a thought.
Thanks for joining us on this fascinating exploration. Until next time, keep those signals strong.